Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we're with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOnSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
We come together today not for a happy story, a major animal abuse story in your area, which I believe is in Garrettsville.
Yes, sir. About 15 miles west of here. Late Friday afternoon, the driver on Backus Road, about a half mile from the hamlet, saw a goose stuck in an electric fence and called the sheriff's department. The first deputy on the scene was able to turn off the fence, but the goose was dead. Through a basement window, she saw a Pyrenees, one of those big dogs, squeezed into a small wire cage, sitting on a foot of his own droppings. She could hear other dogs barking inside. No one was home. She called other deputies for help, and over the next couple of hours, they discovered quite a mess. There were 9 dogs in the house, 2 Pyrenees, and the rest collie mixes. 5 had been confined to a basement room, and the excrement, as the deputies called it, was so thick they could hardly push open the door. All the dogs were filthy and covered with gnats. It turns out that was just the beginning. The 20-some acres outside were filled with neglected animals, donkeys with hoofs so overgrown they were doubled back, dead goats being fed on by starving pigs, chickens so tightly packed in cages their feathers had worn off. No animal feed was found anywhere, and most of the animals had no access to water. Deputy Mike Stalter, who showed me around, said this didn't happen in weeks or even months. In all, there were 101 animals. The property owners, a couple from Putnam County who had bought the farm 10 years ago, were reached by phone and drove up. They were arrested for charges of torturing and injuring animals, and also for growing marijuana. A big patch was found out back. Then the story gets a bit better. The animal shelter outside of Cooperstown was called. They put together a team in the middle of the night and brought the dogs and one cat back to the shelter, where they were washed and shaved to get rid of the gnats. The owners signed away the animals, so throughout Saturday, farm families came to Backus Road and adopted them. By day's end, only 20 potbelly pigs were left in pretty bad shape, and local vets from New Berlin took them on. 2 died, and the vets are looking for qualified families to adopt the rest. They're being helped by a pig rescue organization out of Hornell. So how did this happen? Well, so far it's a little unclear. The couple are due back in court next Wednesday, so maybe we'll discover more. He's president of a vinyl siding company in the Hudson Valley. She's an educated person with a degree in fine arts from CW Post. According to the town supervisor, Ed Lentz, when they bought the place a decade ago, the townsfolk were pleased. The fences and sheds were being repaired. The house was painted. Bill DeSimone, the owner, is in a wheelchair. So maybe illness let things get out of control. Maybe it was the drugs. Our DA, John Mule, said if they were having trouble and had come forward, we could have helped them. Some folks simply take on more than they can handle.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOnSego.com, where you can go to read this unfortunate story and many others. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week, hopefully with better news.
Thank you, David.